This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, imagine you're an aid official in a massive developing country where COVID-19 is just the latest in a long list of life-threatening challenges to millions of people. The question is, what do you do first? In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson by Skype, the UN Children's Fund or UNICEF's representative in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Edouard Begbeder, explains what his priorities are and what threat the new coronavirus poses so far.
We had quite an important increase of cases since a week. Last week, at the same time, we have about 10 cases. And in only a week, it had been multiplied by over 10. We are reaching now 109 cases and 9 people already died in DRC with this disease.
So this comes hot on the heels of an Ebola outbreak, 20-month-long Ebola outbreak that the world's been watching. Maybe you could give me an idea of the scale of the need, the humanitarian need for children particularly, given that you're UNICEF, the UN Children's Fund, in the massive country.
Well, first of all, in this dire situation, we have one good news. Today it's about 43 days that we were able not to have any case of Ebola. And I hope that by the 12th of April, WHO could announce the end of the epidemics if in between we do not have any declared case. That's very important because if we have to fight at the same time Ebola and coronavirus, who had at the beginning the same symptom, it would have been very, very complicated. So this is, one of the good news. Now, with coronavirus, it's a very difficult situation, and we have just launched an appeal. And the portion of this appeal for children is about $58 million, mainly to support different pillars. The first pillar is about the prevention and the communication of a risk of this new disease. As you know, it's a known disease for DRC people. So we had printed and already distributed over 200,000 posters, about 1.5 million pamphlets. And we have as well, as we are speaking, a massive radio and media and internet campaign in the country to let know the people, first of all, about the disease and how to prevent them to get it and what to do in case they have.
And can I just interrupt quickly and ask you, given that there's measles there, a terrible measles epidemic last year, cholera is endemic, and malaria killed thousands, what's the level of concern about yet another? Is there an element of people being not blasé about it, but thinking, well, crikey, this is just the latest in a series of challenges and we'll get over this one like we have the previous ones?
Well, it's a major problem for us in the sense that when you have a new disease, people are scared. And if they are scared, they may not run any more vaccination campaign, get all the health center, some of them may close very quickly and so on. And at the end of the day, we may have more children which are dying of the main epidemic in DRC than the COVID-19. So really to support the health system to stand up, to be able to cope with the previous and ongoing outbreaks like measles. Last year, we have about 330,000 cases and over 6,000 children died. We had about 31,000 cases of cholera. And we had millions of cases of malaria killing approximately 17,000 people. So we need to have the health centers being able to continue their work and at the same time being able to diagnose with a coronavirus. When you have fever, it could be coronavirus, it could be malaria. But if you don't get the right diagnosis and do not take the right pills for malaria, your child may die. And this is where we do not have, the experience in Europe or in the countries where the disease hit first and how to contextualize our response. And here, definitely, we have to take this type of disease like malaria into account.
Concretely, then, on the ground, what does it mean in the health centres? I know that your latest report from UNICEF says the country will really, really struggle to provide basic services to the population. So have you got face masks? Have you got personal protective equipment to deal with the social distancing measures that coronavirus requires?
I mean, this is a race against the clock. At the same time that the disease is spreading out in the country, we are ordering supply all over the world to be able to bring them in country. We already had purchased about 160,000 masks and gloves and protection materials for the health workers. But we have as well to bring them here in country. And we have as well purchased for over $4 million of equipment to equip some of the hospitals to take care of the health workers, which would be in the front line. But we are facing difficulties to purchase this supply in the global market, which is very concurrential today.
Final question to you. Maybe you could explain exactly where you're helping in DR Congo and what measures for social distancing, etc., are being taken, please.
So the response is very strong as we are speaking right now. There is this new mass media campaign, which are using posters and pamphlets, but as well radio communication and internet and so on, but as well through the health centers to mobilize the communication cell to be able to have community engagement, so that really the community and the health centers are vibrating together. And they have a better understanding of the disease, so they're not so scared. When the disease will arrive, they know what they should do, how to do, and so forth. The second thing, and this is really a race against the clock, is to be able to provide as well the supplies, the protective supplies, the supplies to take care of the patients, and so forth, and to start all this water and sanitation program around the health centers in non-Ebola zone. Within the Ebola zone, a lot of this type of work already happens the last 20 months. So this is now on all the prevention of infectious disease, how to make it happen as well in all 483 health zones.